song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Doug and Daddy Show, where we're both in studio in the summer, and there's nothing crazy going on. A week removed from the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest, and I understand that some of our competitors have finally recovered.
Everybody's in good shape. Everybody's healthy and happy again.
It's an outstanding day. I encourage all of you, if you're in the city of Kearney, to check out the bright-colored billboard across from Dairy Queen North. There's some really cool stuff on that. You might want to check that out today. That's for the local fans. Coming up on the show today, we continue our Big 12 football preview, 12 teams, 12 days. It's a coin flip who the worst team in the Big 12 is going to be. But I'm guessing the majority of people are going to pick the Cyclones of Iowa State. And we're going to catch up with Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register to find out if there's any chance that this team can get any good. We thought maybe they were going to be pointing the right direction, but, you know, you get rid of your coach, Cheese Stick leaves after just 2 years, and you bring in Paul Rhodes, and you're looking to get a new staff going there, new players. It just doesn't seem to be a whole lot going for you. They rate your stadium worst in the Big 12. There just doesn't seem to be a lot going for Iowa State, so we're going to try and get some good words out of Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register about the Cyclones on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll give you a British Open update in just a moment. We'll talk about that throughout the show as well.
Doug, name an Iowa State football player. Austin Ennard. I mean, there's a quarterback.
Chris Parks.
Okay. I just am throwing that out there. What football players do you know from a... He doesn't play for them, Crazy Chris. He's just a fan.
Right over your head, though. It went right over your head.
No, I knew who Crazy Chris was.
Admit it. It went right over your head.
It didn't go right over my head.
Right over it. I'm looking here at Phil Steele, and that's kind of the Bible of college football. Iowa State, he ranks every Big 12 team from 1 to 12 in every department. Here's where Iowa State ranks in every department. 7th, 10th, 9th, 9th, 12th, 11th, 12th, 5th, and that's special teams, 12th. The only other team that's, well, Texas A&M is kind of comparable there. You got a lot of 10s and 11s. Kansas State has a few. Missouri has a few. Baylor has a few. But most of those double-digit numbers are by Iowa State. And you also look here, you're like, who is anybody that's going to be any good off Iowa State? They've got nobody on Phil Steele's first team, nobody on the second team. They've got a few players on the third team, linebacker Jesse Smith, free safety James Smith, and then you've got kickers, Grant Mahoney and Mike Brantner on the third team, all-conference. And he shoved them all on the third team and nobody on the fourth team. So he's got four guys out of what, 100 and some, about 100? Four out of 100 are from Iowa State.
Yeah, Alex Robinson doesn't, don't know that I've ever heard that name at running back. Wide receivers, Cedric Johnson, Marquise Hamilton, Darius Darks. We'll see. We'll see if Randy Peterson maybe can come up with some positives for us and, we'll see if the new coach can make any noise, and we'll see if they can get something going, because not a lot of people giving this team any love at all.
Cornhusker State games get underway this weekend. Opening ceremonies tonight at Seacrest Field in Lincoln. What's your favorite Cornhusker State game?
The disc golf.
Disc golf. I like badminton. Badminton.
Good picture, Tom McCann, the paper, by the way. Badminton.
From the senior games, yeah. So I like badminton and dodgeball. Dodgeball. Wiffle ball has been added. So we like that. Mid-Nebraska Speedway hosting its annual 2 days of big super late model racing as the O'Reilly NCRA Late Model Nationals return today and tomorrow. Advanced tickets are sold at Pump and Pantries and O'Reilly's, and it's all going on at Mid-Nebraska Speedway. If you got any questions, get a hold of Doug, 381-0088. But it is Mid-Nebraska Speedway hosting its two big days of super late model racing as the O'Reilly NCRA Late Model Nationals tonight and tomorrow. So enjoy the racing weekend. It's cruise night in Kearney. A lot of them out and about last night and out and about and around. And plan a couple extra minutes if you're making a trip somewhere in the city, in the community of Kearney, because you never know when you're going to get behind one of these cars that's cruising. And I don't just mean tonight on the cruise. And there's nothing wrong with that. I get it. And you'll get it. You'll understand, hey, there's a nice old car, a 50s car, a 60s car, a 70s car, something that's recently been washed. And you'll notice and you'll be going, hey, that's pretty cool. But pay attention while you're out there gawking. You don't want to run into a horse trailer in front of you or something like that. So cruise night's going on.
That's what you don't want to run into.
Well, you know, a trailer hitch, whatever. 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And what a difference a day makes at the British Open.
Everybody backing up. Backing up.
More stupid rules in golf that need to be addressed. You hit your ball in the fairway, and it lands in a divot. Tiger Woods did it today. First shot of the day, right down the middle. It lands in somebody else's pitch mark. What's the advantage to moving it 2 inches to the left and putting it where it's supposed to be? You're not in the rough. You hit the good shot. Oh, how are you gaining an advantage if everybody gets to just move the ball over? Is that such a stupid – would that be such a stupid rule to change? I mean – You didn't hit it in a pot bunker that's there for, you know, you didn't do that.
It's bad luck. That's all it is.
Yeah, and it's not there for everybody. It could have been the group in front. It could have been 15 groups in front. It's just another stupid rule in the game of golf, which I love, but has way too many stupid rules. You know what another stupid rule is? How many guys are losing balls in this crap? Everybody saw it go in, so you can't find it. It's a drop. It's a penalty. You hit again. Instead of taking them all the way back to the tee and hitting again. Did they ever find Tiger's ball?
Yeah, they found Tiger's
ball. All right. But anyway, at least that has a little flexibility if you can't find your ball. But there's just a lot of stupid rules in golf. And Steve Marino, Dan's brother, he's leading the British Open right now.
It's still Mark Calcavecchia right up near the top of the leaderboard as well. And you're going to hear the story more and more of Calcavecchia's wife on his bag and car accident killing one of his good friends or one of their family. I think the good friend is still hanging on, but he's over there with a heavy heart and a lot going on with Mark Calcavecchia.
So Calc is at 4 under in the clubhouse. Steve Marino shot 68 today. This is a day that Ben Curtis, who was a shot off the lead yesterday, shot 80. This is the day that Michael Campbell bogeyed or double bogeyed or triple bogeyed 9 straight holes and withdrew. This is a day that saw some guys lose their golf balls and hang in there. But Mark Calcavecchia and Brendan Grace, who's only 3 holes through the day, are at 4 under. Ross Fisher, Retief Goosen, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Kenichi Kubota of Japan are all in the clubhouse at 3 under. Kubota was at 5 under. He shot 72 today. Jimenez shot 73, and he actually kind of put it together a little on the back after a real rough front nine. Goosen shot even par. But when Jimenez was done today, there was a whole lot of names ahead of him. Right now, you are tied for 4th if you are at 3 under par.
Tiger Woods, though, +2. The cut line, +3 right now. +3 is a cut line. Tiger hanging around +2, and everybody waiting for him to make the run. But obviously a much tougher day.
He's not going to. He was at even, and now he's back to +2. It's over. Tiger Woods is, it's not over, because he's only 7 back. But it's just typical what we've been seeing from him since the return of the knee injury. He just, in these majors, he got the birdie, got it to even. He came out the first 7 holes, no bogeys, and then all of a sudden he hits the ball so unbelievably far away from his target, you can't believe that he's even a professional. And he's back to 2 over.
Well, Derek said the one tee shot maybe –
he had a par 4, 449-yard hole. He hit a fairway wood off the tee, and he had 239. into the hole after his first. Probably the worst drive I've ever seen Tiger Woods hit. It was unbelievable. Looked like me out there.
Masters champion Angel Cabrera, 1-under. Jim Furyk, 1-under, and he was over par today. Vijay Singh, over par today, is at 1-under. So is Camilo Villegas, over par. Here's the deal. All they're going to tell you is that par was an outstanding score today. So if Woods can end up at plus one, he's going to be six back of a guy that can't win the tournament. I mean, you've got Steve Marino, no. Mark Kalkovecchian, no. Ross Fisher, yes. And Retief Goosen right now is your real leader. He's your real leader of the British Open.
Where's Furyk at?
1-under.
Okay.
In the clubhouse. So he's got a chance. Cabrera's got a chance. Sink has got a chance. Goosen's got a chance. I'd like to say Jimenez has a chance. He always has that blow-up round, and the front nine today was it. If this was his bad round, I think Jimenez has a chance. Woods probably still has a chance. You know, Stricker got in a bad way today. He looked like he was going to be okay, and he's bad. Derek, you still think VJ's in the mix?
I like VJ. I'm a VJ fan. He's two over today, though. He shot a nice 67 yesterday, but looks like he might be tigering it a bit today, so falling back.
Lee Westwood's at one. Daly got into the clubhouse at even, so he's only five back. But I don't think John Daly can win it either because he just makes too many bogeys. He makes a ton of birdies, but too many bogeys.
Well, Daly can't win it because, you know, in the next 36 holes, there's going to be one of them that...
They don't have a Hooters there.
Well, there's going to be one that he just goes absolutely bonkers on and takes that 8 or 9, and there's a tournament.
So they found Woods' ball, and he still got double bogey? Are we sure about this?
I think he hit a provisional off the tee, and he used the provisional. I don't think they found it. They found a ball, but I don't think it was his.
So now Woods is four over. Four over. Cutler. After a double bogey. Glad you're with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. American Legion Baseball going on. A lot of other things rolling through as well. And Horseman's Park, Daddy. I wanted to get to this yesterday. One bit of advice if you go down for the live racing. They have that big superfecta. What is your advice to anyone that bets the dime superfecta?
Hit the all button in the fourth spot. Hit the all button. You can't.
The fourth and final race last night provided the biggest payoff of the night. They had a couple long shots. They had a couple of favorites come in. Apprentice rider Ashley Dill brings home Hallory's Blush, something like that. The six-year-old mare, sounds like something that would be on a farm outside of town here, paid $55 to win, which is a good long shot. The exacta, $601. The trifecta, $4,175. And the superfecta, $26,357. Or if you had the dime, $2,635. Well, last year we were there for an $11,000 super, which would have been $1,100 on the...
Yes, we were.
Did you have the first three horses in that race?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I just checked it. Black Bear Billy paid $30.80 to win in one of the races as well last night. Seaside Lynx, $9.60 to win last night.
I believe I had five out of the eight horses. It cost me
$2.80 in the other race, sorry.
It cost me another $3.50 to have all in that last slot.
But it was the last race, and you'd been there a while. And
people
behind you, you were in line. Here is a daddy line, and this comes out of the Omaha World Herald story today. Mike Patterson says, the quote of the night came from owner Michael Hosing. He watched his gelding Seaside Lynx win the second race, paid $9.60. And the owner said, hey, I'm like the ugly girl at the prom. I'm just happy to be here. But just an outstanding night. Greg Hosh saying it was a great day for us. An estimated 5,000 fans. And, of course, it was such a beautiful night last night. Not everybody had to jam inside for the air conditioning. They were able to be out in the grandstands and do so many things. The mutual handle is up nearly $30,000 from last year. They were at 99. They went to 127 this year on opening night. So if you're headed to Omaha, enjoy this weekend. If you're heading to Kansas City... for the ball games tonight, don't forget they're going to open up the Hall of Fame. A special ceremony is tonight for the Royals Hall of Fame, part of the new Kauffman Stadium. Ceremonies get underway about 4, and that's a big celebration going on until about 6, and then they open up with Tampa Bay tonight after the All-Star break.
Is it strange that there was not baseball last night everywhere?
No.
Is it always like that? Has the All-Star break always been extended a day?
They've started to not make everybody play on that Thursday. I think that's a good thing. I mean, you got days to tinker with. And a lot of this, you know, the West Coast is busy right now because after the All-Star game, you're not going home anyway. Well, let's get them out there. You're going to be flying out of St. Louis. You just will fly. Just will fly to the West Coast and start your weekend series. So
it's
either a 4-game series or a 3-game series. I mean, if you started last night, it's a 4-game series.
Right.
So eight games last night. That's half the league.
I just figured everybody got back to action last night. I didn't realize it was extended for some.
How about you?
What?
Did you get back to action last night after the All-Star break?
What's your deal? Why do you have to offend everybody?
I just wonder what's going on.
Well, don't wonder.
Manny
about
was home. Manny got home.
That's good.
Ryan Howard hit a home run. Cubs won. They're 1-0 after the All-Star break.
Nowhere to go, Cubs, but down from here.
So the Royals coming out of the All-Star break. Who's going to start tonight?
Granky's got it.
No, Brian Bannister. Let's take a break.
Good throw
on
eight
that
pitches.
Note. Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register is going to join us. Our Big 12 football preview continues as we look at the Cyclones of Iowa State. Stay with us.
The answer,
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Put some action entertainment in your weekend. Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing from 18 tracks, including Belmont, Arlington, and Canterbury. Continuous action from 11:30 a.m. daily. Enjoy Friday night prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. Horseman's Park in Omaha now through Sunday at Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Whether it's all the chubs, grubs, minnows, stinky, crawly, luscious, live bait the fish just can't resist under the water, and all sorts of fishing tackle, or topside summertime toys for you, visit the Boathouse north of Grand Island. New this year, 11 to 24-foot Big Red Edition Logo Boat Pontoons. Logo Boats put the spirit of Husker Sports on the water. The Boathouse has a great inventory of other new and used boats as well as repair. So visit the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, and log on to theboathousegi.com.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports bar and grill, baby.
The wall, it is back, it is gone!
The ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone!
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Little pitch in the air, left center field, that is deep, looking up, goodbye!
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area as we head through the day today. There's a nice sort of chance for a shower storm early and then again late today with highs in the low 80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy shows. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. 1-888-455-ESPN. And don't forget the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, don't forget the inaugural ESPN Superstation Golf Challenge coming to Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island August 13th and 14th. It's not a two-day tournament. It's just open for 2 days, so that if one day doesn't work out for you, maybe the other one will. You can contact Indian Head or find out all the details on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We go by handicap. It's a four-person team. What we'd really like is just represent your golf course, whether it's Lachlan Country Club or Overton or wherever you're at in our listening area. You're all invited from York to North Platte. Love to have you there. Call Indian Head to get your tee time booked today. 888-455-ESPN is our number, and you can contact us for more information as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
12 days, 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
When they take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And on this Friday, we head to Des Moines to talk about the Iowa State Cyclones and how things will go in Ames. Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's nice and in the 60s and 70s. Sent us this weather about 2 days ago, probably, so thank you for that.
I'll tell you what, we would take every home football Saturday exactly like it's been the last couple of days.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Randy, I'll try and be as nice as we can, but we started the show off today talking that what is there to look forward to at Iowa State? One of the few, we had so many coaching changes last year, and Iowa State has the coaching change this year with Paul Rhodes stepping in. A 2-0 start last year, and even through the first five games, the three losses were all fairly close, but the wheels fell off after that. As you get ready to cover Iowa State here for the next 6 months, how fired up are you?
Well, it's if I'm an Iowa State fan, I'm fired up. I'll say that. I've been in this business 37 years, so I don't get fired up for anything, except for a post game Bud Light. But anyway, Iowa State fans are fired up because of Paul Rhodes. Plain and simple, they had no connection with Gene Chizik, absolutely no connection at all with Gene Chizik. Granted, he was following Dan McCarney, who was the P.T. Barnum of all football. He was the face of Iowa State athletics. Chizik came in and did not connect with the fans. Paul Rhodes now has reached out and has connected with the fans, and that is one of the reasons Iowa State fans are excited. And on the field, another reason they're excited is because they're changing the offense. They're going to a more wide open attack, more spread like, more passing. And it's going to be entertaining to watch Iowa State once they figure it out in a couple of years. There's going to be some learning pains along the way, but once they figure it out, they're going to play entertaining football.
Randy, does that offense fit into Austin Arnard and his style of play?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got a fairly strong arm, and he's a fairly elusive runner. Their quarterbacks, they'll recruit that type of quarterback in the future. I mean, the spread-like quarterback, because he was not recruited to run the spread. But yeah, he can run it. It's just a matter of learning it quickly. He's been working out, feverishly, like all the players have. They've been studying the playbooks and looking at films and running their 7-on-7 stuff. But it's not like running it against the Blackshirts or anybody, Kansas or Missouri or whatever. Austin can run that offense. It's just a matter of the offensive line is going to have to block it. They're blocking a little bit different. Receivers are running all over the place, so he's going to need time to see the field, and it's a matter of whether the offensive line can give him that time.
Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues. There are some kids back. There are some starters back here. What are you hearing about their learning curve with the new coaching staff? Because it's a good thing that they got some experience coming back. If you were not too good last year, you don't want to lose a lot of seniors.
Yeah, they've got some experience back, especially on offense. The defense is going to be tough. Iowa State's going to have to outscore a lot of people. I mean, to score a lot of points, I guess I meant by that. Because the defense wasn't good last year, and I don't see a whole lot of improvement this year, although – Leonard Johnson, a cornerback. You know, he's a sophomore. They're talking that by the time he's done with his junior year, he's this good now, guys, that he could go out. You know, that he could go to the next level. But he's that good. Eventually, play there. So we'll see. He's a cornerback. He's also a kick returner. So you know, but that's about the only true star they have. It's the only true star they have on defense. I like a defensive back, James Smith, a kid from Florida who's actually in Haiti this weekend visiting his mother, reuniting with his mother for the first time since he was 2 or 3 years old. So I kind of like him too back there in the secondary. But other than that, Iowa State's veterans, it's better ball players are all on the offensive side of the ball.
Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, I want to single out one running back, and that's Bo Williams. Hasn't saw the field yet, but he's a transfer from Florida, and anybody that can get on the field or have an opportunity to play at Florida must be one hell of an athlete.
Yeah, he is. He is. I saw him a little bit in the spring, and I've spoken with him off and on. Bo Williams is a good player. He's a transfer from Florida. He was very heralded when he went to Florida. He just couldn't crack it. Couldn't crack the lineup, from what I understand. He seems to be a personable kid. Like I said, I've talked to him a few times. He's going to be right there in the mix with Alexander Robinson also, because they've got some good backs. That's one of the good places on the offense is the offensive backfield, the tailbacks. They're pretty deep there. So and Bo Williams right now is running. You know, he's two or three right there. I would say he's probably three right now, but that's how good they are, because he's supposed to be a pretty good player.
Randy, I guess when you look at a team like this, you've got to find some bright spots. If the defense is not going to be that solid, you don't want 50-yard fields. You want 80- and 85-yard fields to travel. And it looks like at least the kicking game and maybe the special teams might be the strength of this team.
Special teams will be the strength of the team. Grant Mahoney kicking field goals. The place kicker is good. Mike Brantner, a punter, has been one of the best in the Big 12 for the last couple of years. So that will be a strength in the return game, like I mentioned, with Leonard Johnson. He was among the best in the conference last year, and I don't see any reason why he can't be in that same ilk again this year. So yeah, the special teams are in that respect are going to be good, and I don't think the offense is going to be horrible either.
Randy, I want to go back to a year ago. If Paul Rhodes comes 1 year earlier, is Phil Bates still a part of this football team?
Good question. At the register, that's a wonderful question. At the register, we rotate every 2 or 3 years. So I had the University of Iowa the last 2 years, so I wasn't really around the Bates situation. I saw it from afar, but I am guessing that yes, he's still around. They'll find some way to. I'm guessing he's still around, because that's one thing about Paul Rhodes. Paul Rhodes is very personable. He's very approachable. Players. Their families can walk in any time and talk to him about anything, Well, I don't care whether it's about Paul Rhodes' the Harley that he rides around or whatever. They can talk about anything to him. And from talking to players, they did not have that same kind of relationship with Jizik. So yeah, I'm guessing that he's still around.
No, he was an absolute jerk at media days. I got to second that. I thought the guy was just a total jerk all the way around. Wow. He felt in the Bill Callahan mode.
Oh, no.
See, I can't. I saw it from afar, because I covered Iowa the last 2 years. So I was on the other side of the state, as you guys know, 2.5 hours away from Des Moines. But, I was watching it from afar, though, what was going on at Iowa State. And that's pretty much the impression I had, was that Gene Chizik was aloof. He was so far removed from his fan base that you don't need that at Iowa State. Maybe that works at Texas. Maybe
exactly.
That works at Tennessee or wherever, places like that. But this is the Midwest. We're good old people. You know that.
Right.
We're
on.
Good old guys. We want the coach after a game to walk around the parking lot and have a beer with us every once in a while. Or I'm talking as a fan now. They want more interaction between coach and fans, and there was that interaction was not there with Chizik.
Well, Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess that transitions even better into the next question I wanted to ask you. We'll look at Iowa State's non-conference schedule, which always includes Iowa. But what's the recruiting like right now? I mean, even I got to throw Northern Iowa in there as a power too. So what's the recruiting like for Iowa State, Northern Iowa? Is it Is it a waterfall? If Iowa doesn't want them, then Iowa State, or is there actually a battle for these kids, especially
there's,
in state?
There's a battle for the kids, but most of the kids right now at least, because of the transition, because of the fallout after Dan McCartney was forced out of the job, that pretty much gave Iowa State a black eye, because Dan McCartney connected so well with the high school coaches and the high school kids. Dan McCartney knew back roads to every high school in the state of Iowa, whereas I'm not so sure Chizik knew the back roads to high schools in Ames. But the high school recruits, I think, got a little turned off towards Iowa State, so they were leaning towards Iowa more, and they're leaning towards Northern Iowa more. So Iowa State does need to get back on. Back on the radar of the good Iowa high school kids, and they probably will, because they can say they're playing against the toughest competition in the country.
Absolutely.
Whereas in the Big Ten, and granted, I cover the Big Ten every 3 years or so. And it's not the greatest conference in the world. I've seen it when it has been good, but it's certainly not been very good over the last couple of years. So if you go to Iowa State, you know you're going to play good competition.
Randy, I want to single out an offensive lineman, Zach Spears. What can you tell us about him? 3 years of organized football, the kid's 6'7", 320 pounds.
Yeah, he's in the mix. That's about all. I sound like a coach here. He's running this. He's behind the number two offensive tackle, right tackle. Like you said, 6'6", over 300. He's behind a guy, Kelechi Osemele, who may be the best offensive lineman on the team.
Fair enough.
So, maybe they can move Zach around to a different position. I don't know. On the offensive line, they sometimes have a way of doing that. But right now, he's playing behind the best offensive player on the team.
Well,
the best offensive lineman, I'm sorry.
Obviously, Daddy always wants to know who he can, trade shirts with, or, find a tailor for him. So that's, hey, Randy, it looks like if this team doesn't win games early, and with a new coach, that is always tough. We saw it here, but if this team doesn't win games early, it gets brutal the last 5-6 games of the season. But North Dakota State, Kent State, Army, and then, of course, the game with Iowa, a mm-hmm. non-conference schedule, the Kansas State games in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about these first few games and what the Clones can do?
I wouldn't, barring injuries during fall practice, I would think that Iowa State fans could reasonably think that they could win, that their team could win three games, three of the four. And I never go out there and say anything about the Iowa game, although Iowa State's had success against the Hawks in Ames, and that's where the game is this year, the past 3 years or so. Iowa State's got, they could win three non-conference games for sure. And then who knows about Kansas State? That's a whole new setup down there too, sort of new, but with Snides. But who knows about that game? From what I understand right now, more Iowa State fans have bought tickets for that game than Kansas State fans. So, that's way off the beaten path right now as far as Iowa State fans to be thinking if they could get four out of the first five wins. But the three of the four non-conference games certainly are winnable, I would say.
Randy, before we let you get out of here, we've been asking everybody, who do you expect to play in the Big 12 championship game the first week in December, and your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12?
Oh, gosh. You didn't tell me this one.
Huh. Didn't mean to spring it on you.
Yeah, I know you did. Who plays? Oklahoma and I want to say Nebraska. That would make my neighbor happy. Oklahoma and how about Kansas?
Fair enough.
That whole quarterback thing. But Oklahoma, Kansas, who are the best players in the conference? Obviously on offense, I would say it would be how do you say, not say Bradford?
Yep.
And defensively, oh my gosh.
We've had some McCoys, we've had some Pollocks, we've had some Kendalls, Sue.
I'm looking at Kendall right now, Sergio Kendall, linebacker from Texas.
Yeah,
Kendall,
He's pretty good.
I would say him, yeah, exactly. I was
Ray.
Like him. Although, what about the kid whose name I can't say?
Ndamukong
Suh. There
you
go, yeah.
Well, we're hoping, and Nebraska fans obviously are hoping that he can step up if the pro scouts are right and so
yeah,
many
exactly.
people have
I mean,
him
I,
up there.
he should be right there, I would think.
Well, Randy, we appreciate you giving us some time to preview Iowa State football. Before we let you get out of here, who's the kid that's going to just step up for Iowa State? You see anybody that's going to come off the radar and we don't talk about now and say that he's preseason all-conference but's got the best chance to maybe at least turn some heads a little bit?
Darius Dark's the receiver.
He's going to be the kid.
6'1", 175-pound speedster. Go deep, make the big plays, not afraid to catch it in the middle.
Well, Randy, we hope you enjoy getting back in the Big 12 for a little bit of football. And, hey, we enjoy talking with you. Keep up the good work, and hope to talk to you again soon with the Cyclones.
Anytime, guys.
Take care. From the Des Moines Register, Randy Peterson joins us to talk Iowa State football as our Big 12 football preview continues. 7 down, 5 to go. Daddy, who's next?
Guns up! Oh, guns up is right. Texas guns Tech, up. Red Raiders. Red Raiders coming at you Monday. Chris Level from RedRaidersports.com joins us. He is a Rivals guy down there. Chris, a great guy. We got a chance to meet him the last couple, three media days we've been to, and look forward to seeing him again in Dallas. But we will talk to him on Monday's Doug and Daddy Show.
So Texas Tech Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we still have Missouri, Texas, and Texas A&M. And then Friday, it's our Husker Roundtable. The whole show going to be devoted 1 week from today to Nebraska football. And then it's board the plane and head down to Dallas for media days, July 27th through the 29th. Two-hour shows, of course, when we go down to media days. So we will be there from 11 to 1 each day, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We want to thank the fine sponsors that are always with us on board for that. And then, of course, we'll have a lot of great interviews that we'll be bringing back to play for you in the next couple of weeks after that. But we're really looking forward to heading down to Dallas and getting another college football season underway. The Huskers officially begin practice on August 8th.
Yeah, we come back, the Huskers have a week and 2 days off, and then it's football.
Sean Callahan, Steve Sippel, Mitch Sherman, Huskers Illustrated, Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald are going to be part of our roundtable. You know, we would love to have Terry Douglas, but he's on vacation.
What happened?
You know, he's on vacay. He's getting out a little early. He's been part of our roundtable last few times. But we're going to let him enjoy some vacation, and we'll be talking with those three folks coming up next week. Now, Monday on the show, as Daddy mentioned, we look at Texas Tech with Chris Level. We also catch up with Miracle Hill Pro John Peterson in Omaha. He is going to be playing in the Cox Classic next week on the Nationwide Tour. And, of course, he was the former pro at the Kearney Country Club. And right now, Daddy, I mean, the three guys that got in from the PGA are in because of their season-long points race in the Nebraska PGA section, and he's leading it. He's been dominating the last couple of years, playing out of Miracle Hills. He played in the Cox Classic, didn't make the cut. There was just a couple of mini stretches in there, just like a couple of holes where it wasn't just a bogey, it was a double. And of course, the Cox Classic, you just can't bogey holes. It's a birdie right. course. It's always a low score that wins it, but. We'll see what John learned from that and what his expectations are as the Cox Classic begins next Thursday. Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel is going to join us next week on the Doug and Daddy Show on Wednesday to preview the Cox Classic as well. He's in Milwaukee for the PGA Tour event that everybody that didn't make it into the British Open is in. But they got some good names in that. Rich Beam's in it. Steve Elkington's in it. They got some guys that are playing in this tournament. Scott Gucheski's in it. 2 over par in the first round yesterday.
How does Rich Beam win a major and he's not in the British Open?
Well, that 5-year exemption was over a long time ago. A long time ago.
Yeah, Tiger just missing another birdie opportunity to get him back in the mix. So he will par that hole and move on.
Tiger right on the cut line right now. Officially, the websites are saying 3 over. Everybody's figuring he's going to get to 4 over, and that's where he is at right now, so Woods struggling a little bit.
He's plus 5 now.
Oh, excuse me, I thought that was a birdie putt. Tiger Woods going to miss the cut?
No.
We'll be back. We'll be back with more Doug and Daddy's show, talk a little Legion baseball and some more sports getting into the weekend right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Now at the Home Depot, get end-of-season savings with 25 to 50% off select patio sets. With all the money you save on the furniture, you can invest in a new grill or an umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
StubHub! Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
Ugh. Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy.
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at JTMProducts.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area as we head through the day today. There's an isolated chance for a shower storm early and then again late today with highs in the low 80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Lunchtime on a Friday. How about the Chicken Coop so you can continue to watch the British Open and enjoy their great Friday lunch special? How about this? This is something that they would probably enjoy over in Britain because it's a little cool and it warms the cockles of your heart and fills your stomach. It's their new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips. And you can put them in your favorite wing sauce if you so desire. Add your favorite side dish, and these tasty steak tips will be an experience you'll think about all day. Just $6.99 with a side item. And don't forget to come on down to the Coop to check out Major League Baseball. They've got all the games all season long. You can watch baseball and 10 games if you want from every seat in the house. While you're there, you can also maybe grab one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck onion seasoned patties, topped with all the fixings, served with your choice of sides, and of course, Daddy, great appetizers, including...
balls of cheese.
It is the Chicken Coop, where there's not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week. Check them out today, this weekend. It's a great summer stop-off. Whether you want something big or just a light salad, they've got it there for you.
I'm trying to figure out how to spell cockles. I've got, now I'm making a list of words for you. Under me, I've got El Squadoli, Geekdom, and Pukedom. Cockles, what a wonderful word. Appreciate that, Douglas.
All right. Everything okay? You sure?
It's positive. Good? Positive.
All right. Oh, boy. Here's your breaking news for the hour. The Associated Press has learned that federal agents have a convicted felon under arrest for providing the gun that was later used to kill Steve McNair. Two law enforcement officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, blah, 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 say the suspect has been arrested by agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Are those the same people that have to okay your fireworks, Dan?
No.
Okay. That's different. Federal prosecutors in Nashville plan to announce the charges at a press conference later today.
Well, see, anytime you buy a 9mm in the parking lot of a mall for $100, it's a really beat up, crappy gun, or you got a great deal.
Doesn't matter.
From somebody that ought not have it.
She only had to use it four times, so.
Unbelievable.
Other news involving sports and law. Former NBA All-Star Antoine Walker been arrested on criminal charges stemming from over $820,000 in gambling debts in Las Vegas.
Oops. I hate when you get down that
much. Guess where he was arrested. You hate when you get down that much? But you always pay your marker before you leave, don't you?
Always.
Walker was arrested yesterday at Harrah's Tahoe Cabaret Bar on Lake Tahoe's South Shore. Oh, good God. He failed to make good on 10 checks totaling $1 million to Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, and the Red Rock Resort. Walker has repaid $178,000 of the debts that were incurred from last July to January. Walker was released from jail after posting $135,000 cash bail.
That's cool to walk in with that.
And speaking of Vegas, let's talk a little Texas Hold'em poker tournament going on to benefit the Hogan Select 16 and under girls fast pitch softball team that won the Class B state championship, and they're headed to Wichita, Kansas to compete in the national championship. This will be at Fanatics on 2021 Central Avenue right there on the brick Sunday afternoon. Registration begins at 1:30. The tournament will begin at 2, and everyone is welcome to take part. Even if you're just there to benefit Hogan's, even if you don't care and just want to play poker, it's there for you. They just want as many folks as possible in the beautiful air-conditioned environment with great food and wings and poker, and what else would you want? Watch TVs, sports bar at Fanatics, 2021 Central Avenue, to help benefit the Hogan Select 16 and under girls fast pitch softball team. It's this Sunday, Fanatics, registration at 1:30, and play will begin at 2 o'clock. We've got one final break to take here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so let's do it. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. I'm a Nationwide insurance customer. The Earnhardt family's had Nationwide insurance for more than 30 years. I get the coverage I need at the right price for me. I trust them. You can too.
Take Dale's lead. Call 1-866-500-5555.
Nationwide is on your side. Call 866-500-5555.
Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Do you think the elevator attendant saw it coming? What about the switchboard operators? What must it feel like to be replaced by machinery, to become obsolete after years of experience? Technology is advancing at an exponential rate. At DeVry University, we pride ourselves on our practical instruction of in-demand fields like digital media, accounting, and engineering technology. With a bachelor's degree, you'll be on your way to becoming pretty much irreplaceable. DeVry University, we major in careers. 90-plus locations nationwide. Visit DeVry.edu. Certified to operate by Chev. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Let's face it, as much fun as summer is, our skin pays the price with burns and bites. Get to ABC Drug for sunscreens that are at least 15 SPF or above and fight against harmful UVA and UVB rays. ABC carries a sunblock that has a bug repellent. Fight the sun and the pesky mosquitoes too. ABC Drug and Gift is your summer soothing Health Mart headquarters on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area as we head through the day today. There's a nice sort of chance for a shower storm early and then again late today with highs in the low 80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting you ready for the weekend. Glad you're with us. Send this out to the Cub fans in the crowd. Giving them a second chance in the second half of the season.
I know cruise night's a big night here in Kearney for everybody, really, in Tri-Cities.
Hold on a second. Turn it up just a little bit. I just saw Haley's comment you late. Said, boy, you always running in place. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Derek, when was the last time Haley's Comet came around? It's not tonight, though, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you saw the movie Hangover. Don't
get me started. That's a great movie.
Cruise night.
I can't believe we don't pull up the little Genesis.
Oh, Troutman's Quality Meats at your barbecue headquarters for cruise night. If you're just cruising through the area, stop and see Carrie and the gang. They've got their famous brats. They've got certified Angus steaks, fresh ham, straight out of the smokehouse, ground beef patties, waiting for you, snack sticks for your tea time, snack sticks for that long ride to Wichita, Kansas if you're playing a softball tournament. What are you going to cook these on? Why don't you try one of the new Green Mountain Grills for all your grilling needs. Talk to Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats. They're waiting for you. I'm telling you, the bacon, we're getting new tomatoes, BLTs. It's that time of year, a little BLT on sweet corn. The bacon is second to none. I keep telling people, more people keep getting the bacon at Troutman's Quality Meats.
I'll tell you what, I tried that Nun brand the other day, and it sucked. This comes from number two fan of the Den Popper Inbox, referring to what we were talking about at the top of the show. There are stupid rules in golf. He says, if you don't like the rules, then you should come up with your own game and make your own rules. Oh, yeah, I played with you, and that already happens. He says, by the way, Tiger didn't find his ball, and now he is, well, not in good shape. Ha-ha, go Tommy Watson. Love the show. Thanks, number two fan.
Also, Den Popper Inbox says, you two clowns playing in the Overton two-day tournament, and have you heard any more on the South Course here in Kearney? No, we're not playing in the two-day tournament in Overton, and we apologize. We'd love to.
The South Course is just, again, it's a little behind schedule.
Oh!
It's a radio show. Go ahead and pay attention.
Sorry.
I know it's hard for you to walk and chew gum at the same time. Tiger just dropped another stroke. That was for par. He just chunked a chip. Tiger's in trouble. Tiger may not make the cut, folks, and that would be the story at the British Open right now. Best of luck to the American Legion teams. Boy, it was all Kearney last night, 24-1 over Hastings. So tonight, Hastings has an elimination game at 6 against Scotts Bluff. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Kearney and North Platte play in the winner's bracket, and that game will be at 9 o'clock. You win that, you're automatically going to state. Because then you're going to be in the finals and two teams go to state. At the A7 Juniors going on in Hastings. Hastings was a winner over Scotts Bluff 11-1. Kearney Post 52, who is going to state no matter what, beat North Platte 9-3. So Kearney and Hastings play tonight. If Hastings wins that, they're going to be going to probably have a good chance of making it to the state tournament in Kearney. Grand Island Wells Fargo, a winner in the A6 Juniors yesterday. So both Grand Island teams playing today at Ryder Park. Class B Area 5 Juniors at O'Neill. Pierce eliminated Kennesaw. Battle Creek eliminated Albion. So Battle Creek and Valentine are playing at noon. Pierce and Central City at 2:30. Ord and O'Neill at 5. Wayne and Aurora at 7:30. The B6 at Gothenburg. McCook eliminated Minden. Gothenburg eliminated Cozad. Holdridge beat Lexington and Hirschland over Broken Bow. So today, Gothenburg and Lexington at 2. McCook and Broken Bow at 5. Holdridge and Hirschland at 8. C5 Juniors at Sutton. Davenport Edgar beat Hebron. Lawrence Nelson beat Superior. And so today it'll be Sutton against Davenport Edgar at 5, Hebron against Lawrence Nelson at 8, and the C6 Juniors at Ravenna. St. Paul beat Ravenna 11-1, DCB beat Palmer Wallback Greeley 4-2. So today in Ravenna at 5:30, St. Paul will play Taylor Burwell Sargent, and Shelton Gibbon will play Palmer Wallback Greeley. and the juniors. Three brothers with connections to Nebraska, the Grigsby brothers, $250 fine for their terroristic threats as they got an argument in January at a Papillion bowling alley.
What are they going to beat up, a colony of jockeys? Seriously. Seriously. You going to play that clip?
Oh, yeah. We got one more thing. Steve and Lincoln yesterday, we pulled it up yesterday and ran out of time. How come when you play the Husker intro, you never have enough Eric Crouch? Remember, we end with the Eric Crouch touchdown reception, Steve and Lincoln. But here's the run against Missouri.
Oh, man, Crouch escapes.
This is a guy, Tiger Woods, who had it to even. He is now 7 over par. 7 over par. Tiger is not going to make the cut, people. Tiger is not going to make the cut. When's the last major neither Tiger or Phil were playing on the weekend? Exactly.
You go back to when they started.
People.
06 U.S. Open, the only one Tiger's ever missed.
I want to thank... but he also missed last year with the knee injury. He didn't play the British Open. He didn't play the PGA. We want to thank Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register for our Big 12 football preview, taking us to Iowa State today. He's trying to be optimistic that the Clones win 3. Yikes. Don't forget to check out our Doug and Daddy blog, ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to get your opinion. Love to hear what you want to know from Big 12 Football Media Days coming up in just a little over a week. Coming up on Monday's show, our Big 12 preview continues with Chris Level of the Red Raider Sports Network. He will be joining us to talk Texas Tech football. John Peterson, who is going to be competing in the Cox Classic out of Omaha and former Kearney Country Club pro, will join us as well.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy show, Center Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.